Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And as always, thank you so much for being here. And one of the topics which several of you have sort of mentioned to me in passing in recent times has been the increasingly aberrant behaviour of John Gaunt. Now, those of you who have followed me in the past will know that John and I have been media friends, let's say, for certainly going back a goodly number of years. And John was very kind to invite me onto his radio show, and I enjoyed our exchanges. He always treated me fairly. I never had any problems with John. I've actually met John face to face. We've spent time talking together. So you know, up until COVID at any rate, I would have considered John Gaunt to be, on the whole, one of the good guys. You will recall John did suffer from cancel culture long before it became cancel culture, losing a significant amount of his income, I would have imagined, as a consequence of that. So I think it's fair to put these things into context so we really understand that up until March 2020 and the events thereafter, John Gaunt was one of the good guys. But of course, we know this from history, that people change. Look, folks, we all change. Everything changes but you, as take that so rightly observed. So things change, people change, and circumstances can bring about great alterations. And I don't know about you, but I think COVID in particular has transformed some people, and not always for the better. And I'm not talking about, I'll return to Gaunt in a second, but it has transformed some people. And there were people who I previously would have had a lot of time for, and they've become out and out, you know, pro-COVID, pro-lockdown, pro-vaccine fanatics. And I'm sorry, but that doesn't wash with me whatsoever. So getting back to John Gaunt then. So what's prompted all this is, apart from you folks talking to me about it, I think some of you may have seen John Gaunt on the Neil Oliver show on GB News a night or two ago. And his behaviour has certainly caused a lot of social media attention. So what I thought I would do is I would play a very short clip so you could listen to John Gaunt discussing with the issues with Neil Oliver and the very lovely Abby Roberts. This is a big shout out to Abby Roberts. She's a comedian. She's very sound, and I find her both funny and she's pretty courageous. In this, you'll hear John Gaunt insult her. He also will call nurses protesting mandatory vaccines by throwing their uniforms crackpots, and he wants to sack the lot of them. So just listen to this. It's only last for a couple of minutes. Hang on. Here we go.
Throwing their uniforms on the floor. Absolutely pathetic. Sacking the lot of them.
Crackpots.
I am never called for the vaccination of children. I've never said that vaccinating children was a good thing, and you have.
Yes, I have.
And I stand by it.
And you stand by
vaccinating everyone. And all of those nurses today, they weren't all nurses, by the way. It's less than 80,000 people now. But all of those people today are a disgrace. Get off the street, roll up your sleeve, and get vaccinated. If not, be redeployed.
I'm
with the government on this.
How can you say vaccinate everyone, including children, when there is no long-term data on long-term
effects? There can't be long-term data, can there? Because this is a pandemic and it's just started, and the drugs have been developed. It's a false argument, Neil. I'm sorry.
Never before there have been vaccines for the longest time, and they have all been released after testing and after being licensed and after human testing and all the rest of it. For the first time, the entire population of the planet has been involved in an ongoing,
The question: Would you accept being treated by an unvaccinated? Wait a minute. Would you, if you had to go to hospital, be treated by an unvaccinated nurse or doctor?
Right. It isn't a yes or no answer, is it?
Yes,
but
it
if
is.
We could ever.
That's what they're facing. That's what these brave people who've looked after us.
Would you like an answer? Yes.
All right. So it's not a yes or no.
It is.
Excuse me.
Because you said you want
not going to carry on talking. So
surely, it's a simple question.
Neil, are you controlling? Because she's asked me a question.
Have you controlled?
And I said...
That sounds a bit like a misogyny.
There is no... It is an interesting...
Well, now we're on to misogyny.
Yes, because you are one. That is quite...
You're not just a big-mouth, foul yob who's an informed. But I'm not saying
well,
that to you.
Not,
so let's just leave.
Yes, because I don't think you're not making
children.
What's that?
That's your point of view. I have a point of view,
yes.
Which I'm surely allowed to express in full.
And my last question, you have more time to speak.
Let's
be fair.
At the moment, let's go to a break at the moment.
Okay, folks, so that was the unexpurgated version of it. So, I mean, Gandhi has completely lost the run of himself, in my opinion. He said several things there, which I profoundly disagree with. And I would invite, GB News, if you want to bring John Gaunt on and give him this little pulpit from which to bully people, why don't you bring me on and let's have it out once and for all? How about we do that, GB News? How about, I mean, I don't particularly care for any media channels, but that's the sort of comments that he's getting away with are egregious. For example, the notion that he thinks everyone should be vaccinated. So he thinks everyone should lose their bodily autonomy. Right. OK, I get that. So he thinks that's reasonable. He also seems to think it doesn't matter if there's no medium to long-term results. And on that basis, trial evidence, on that basis, we should vaccinate kids. But as I frequently said here, kids are the people who are going to outlive you, me, and probably everybody listening to this. I think they deserve, before they have got the mRNA technology driven into their little bodies, clear evidence that this thing is good for them. And actually, furthermore, it doesn't actually matter, because guess what? Gaunt and the rest of the pro-jab lobby have lost this one, folks. Those of us who have stuck true for the past couple of years and said, no, we don't go with this. It looks like we actually are beginning to win. So for John Gaunt also then to go on and slag off the NHS nurses who don't want to be mandatorily vaccinated is, again, absolutely appalling. Now, just one final thought on this one. Why does John do this? Well, I'll venture a theory. Could it be that he believes it will garner him media attention, and that media attention will drive people to his various platforms that he's got, and thus facilitate the growth of his media career, which at one point was all over? I wonder if that might be the reason. So as I say, abusing Abby Roberts, absolutely disgraceful. She's a fine lady. Slagging off all those NHS nurses and other staff who don't want to take the killer jab, absolutely disgraceful. And yet there he is on his pulpit with GB News. Heads up, Neil Oliver and the gang. Just for once, spend a bit of budget. Bring me over. Let's have a proper debate with John Gaunt. See how he gets on with me. Leave the thought with you, folks.